The state of New Jersey yesterday became the first in the United States to legislatively abolish the death penalty since the U.S. Supreme Court reinstated capital punishment in 1976. Bishop John Mortimer Forrett Smith of the Diocese of Trenton, New Jersey, told us more about the significance of the decision.
On Holy Thursday of 2005, the United States Catholic Conference of Bishops launched a nationwide campaign to end capital punishment across the nation. And the theme was that death penalty diminishes all of us, and its use ought to be abandoned, not only for those who are executed, but for what it does as a society. We cannot teach respect for life by taking a life. Now, that position came out of papal teaching, particularly the teaching of His Holiness Pope John Paul II, that while the Church has held that death penalty can be the right of the state, it really isn't necessary at this particular time when there have been the development within the legal community, the penal community, of being able to have people protected from people that might be murderers by keeping them in prison without the possibility of parole. So while the Church hasn't said capital punishment can never happen, that at this particular time, at least in our part of the world, it really isn't necessary as a protection.